Again, I'm Sean, it's Parshas Vayetze. I want to tell you a word that you probably won't hear in a regular share. You probably heard this Fas Emes, that when all the rocks joined together, they weren't fighting anymore, even though some were closer to Yaakov's head, some were further. Parshas, they were still surrounding him because you need to protect him in the desert. But I don't mind that you're by the head and I'm by the toes because we're the same person. That's what Malchus is. That's the Kailo. And you probably also heard the word that Achein, Yaakov was sleeping there, and he says, Achein, I didn't realize. Now, Achein, I knew that there was Aleph, Chof, and Nun. What's Aleph, Chof, and Nun? So Aleph is the Ari, the Chof is the Kruv, and the Nun is the Nesher. I knew that those three were on the Kisei HaKavod. But Anoichi Le'edati, I didn't know that there was also a Yod in Achein, that there was also Yaakov up there. Why? Let me share with you another crazy part. Rachel is complaining to Yaakov. He says, no, give me a bracha. Yaakov Pashas was a Gadol Adar, right? His brachas mattered. So he says, give me a bracha for kids. I'm like, Meisa Noichi. Any kids. She's begging him for a bracha. But the Meisa, Yaakov responded by getting angry. He said, what? Atachas Lakim Noichi? I'm not the Rabbi Noshaladam. There are three partners in a child. The father supplies the white matter, the bones, the sinews. The mother supplies the red matter, the meat, the basar. No, I don't supply neshamas. That's the Rebbeinu Shem's job. Tachas l'kibonaychi. L'maisa, it seems like it's not a vera per se. We obviously we don't judge the avos, but we look at what the avos do. We try to learn lessons. Rebbe Akiva is a Gilgal of Yaakov Avinu. It's actually, this is a relatively, you probably could have figured this one out. It's the same letters, Akiva and Yaakov. Rabbi Akiva was mitzaken the response that Yaakov had to Rachel. What happened? Rabbi Akiva comes back after 24 years of striking. He has 24,000 talmidim. Talmidim are like bonim. And he looks at his wife, Rachel. Right? He also had two wives. The first one was Rachel. He says, Rachel, these 24,000 kids that I'm coming home with, they're yours. This was a tikkun of Yaakov's response to Rachel. Maisa, Rachel had a husband who was able to give brachas. So you take advantage of everyone in your life who could give brachas. If you know a mayel, if you have someone, an aviyah ben, a sandik, a chosin, right? Ask them for a brachas. Also, it's nice to give people brachas, to give them the schus of giving you a bracha. This Shabbos is the Bas Ayin Zeretzeit, and I rely on Rav Melech Biderman. I'll rely on him for anything. He says that it's a skula, it's a big Indian to have a special suza, something, a lechayim, to say over stories of the Bas Ayin. The Bas Ayin lived in Tzvas when he moved from Ukraine. And the Maisa, he wasn't going to live there, but he's going to stay just till after Sukkot. And he hears someone, one of the mothers calling down to her son in Tzvas right after they bench Geshem. He said, bring in all the laundry because it's going to rain tomorrow because we bench Geshem. And when you bench Geshem, it rains. The Baruch Shalom responds. And he's like, whoa, as a amun apshuta, he decided to stay. Yeah, otherwise he stayed there even throughout the earthquakes. And he rebuilt Tzvas. Even when people went to Yerushalayim after that earthquake. When the Bas Ayin was dying, he called Rav Shmuel Heller, the Rav of Tzvas, and he wanted to reveal to him big secrets. See, there was this big plague that went around Tzvas, and Bas Ayin got it. And before he died, he wanted to share some of the tremendous soid, the Torah, that you have to be mikubal, it's Kabbalah. But Shmuel Heller's family didn't want him to go because the Maisa, you remember what it was like by COVID, when someone has a contagious disease, you want to stay away. And he regretted that for the rest of his life. The Maisa, the Bas Ayin, said that he was going to be the last person to be mashpia from this plague, the last one to get sick. V'kachava, he was mechaper, and everyone, when he was nifter, the whole plague disappeared. He was the last one, so my Shmuel Heller could have gone and not gotten sick. When the tzaddik gives a bracha, it happens. And Rachel was smart for asking her husband for a bracha. If you have someone in your life who has this chos, ask them for a bracha. Ask their Baruch Shalom. The Baruch Shalom gives good brachas. Yeah? Baruch Aleinu, Hashem Alekeinu. We should be zeicha to see all the brachas in our lives, and we should appreciate them. And we should ask for brachas, and we should get back beautiful answers and appreciate the answers. When we're davening, we don't daven for the response that we want. We daven so that we can be mekusher to Hashem. And Beis Hashem, at least that part we should see the success of, the connection to Hashem in every tefillah and every capital tone that we say. We should be zeicha to Gula Shlema Bekarev. Have a beautiful Shabbat.
Shabbat.